Now, you can see the first meditation we did, we're talking about the physical nutriment, and because of that one we go into this barb of lust, and then we are coming back to the physical nutriment. So we are rotating this middle column, middle thing, propeller shaft, and you can again see in the second one, second path, the contact as nutriment. And then there is this barb of hate. So we are coming back to the feeling again. So again we are rotating this thing. And in the third one we discussed today, because of the mental volition. And there is this the barb of views. And so again coming back to the perception, because that there was this feeling generated. And from the perception I perceive the feeling. Since the perception is the one who led to, which led to this process, beyond that, so I am holding back to the perception. So holding to the perception, I rotate in this one. And when I go into the delusion, the barb of delusion, consciousness as the nutriment, again, I am holding to the volitional formation here, because the volitional formation is the one constructing the consciousness. So you can see there are four processes over here, rotating and spinning this thing. Now, what it generates? If I rotate like that, you can see this one spins faster. If all four forces are working, you can see this one spinning faster. So what is in it? Is there any materiality? You can see this one forms some sort of a tube type thing. Inside it may be something like a water vapor type thing, because Buddha said this form is comparable to you know that on water in a river you can see the foam, you know, the bubbles, and there's these foams forming. So Buddha said this physical nutriment is comparable, the foam, the our whole body is comparable to a sort of a foam on water. Inside, if a man with a good eyesight and with wisdom look at it and say there's nothing in it, like that one, there's nothing over here. The feeling, would the compare that one to a sort of a bubble, when the water drops on the water, you know, from the rain, thick water, then you can see it just flashes over there and a bubble is formed. The feeling is like that one. So you can see this inside that tube that generated by this foaming, rotating this one, there will be some sort of water. There's nothing in it. There's nothing like a steam inside it. And this perception is actually a mirage. It's just a, you know, in the hot summer when you look at people get this, that there is water on the road and things like that, yeah. So its perception is something like that one. And in the volitional formation here, comparable to a banana tree, a man with a, he wants heartwood, you know, the hardwood they are going to get, he is looking for heartwood, come with an axe and he will remove those outer thing, layer of the banana, cut from the top and the bottom, and he is looking for the, you know, the heart, let's say, heart part of this thing. Remove it. You wouldn't find anything in it, because it's a banana tree. What do you expect? So the volitional formation is comparable to that one. The whole process, the consciousness, is Buddha compared to a magician. Magician in a street, in a corner, he will probably perform these things, you know, the magic. And a man with a good eyesight and with wisdom, and he examines, oh, this is just magic, there's nothing in it. Likewise, in this tube, you can see the water goes this way, water goes that way. It's just an illusion. There's nothing happened. When you get the feeling, bubble formed, and then it's vanished. Another one dropped, another bubble formed. It's just flashing here and there. There's nothing over here. There's another part that we didn't actually discuss. This there is this doubt that is marked in that one. So that doubt is also making this one rotate. There is this Patikasamuppada dependent origination. Because of the feeling, the doubt arises. Because of the doubt, this existence arises. So then the whole thing, existence is bhava. Bhava arises from that one. And also from the doubt, the ignorance and avijja, and then this one continues as well. And also there is conceit here. There is conceit underneath that doubt. And conceit also generate this rotating again as well. So you can see what we do all the time is just spinning these wheels. And we generate something and we think that one is mine. And so that's what's happening all the time. There's nothing in it. It's just a hollow thing. So, if you understand these three cravings created this problem, then one would be happy to get rid of each of these nutriments. I don't want any of them. And so the next week we will look at the cessation, the third noble truth and the fourth noble truth, the cessation part. So this cessation of the whole thing that we were talking about, that we are talking about the cessation of this craving, because we are talking about three kind of craving. Craving for sensual pleasures, it's over here. And then the craving for existence, because of this sensual pleasure, I am happy to, you know, go to work and earn money, be in this world and so on. So there is this, the craving for existence. And then apart from those two, if I am saying I am actually being born in a crappy world and I got stuck in a urine canal or something like that one. You know that one, that we all got stuck in a urine canal type thing? No? Where were you when you were being born? Mother's womb. If you think thoroughly, you can see what that passage is. And if you got stuck for a long time in that one and you come back, you can see all the urine excrement are there. Now, you may not remember that, but you now remember that I eat, so therefore inside my body I have urine and excrement, so I am being touched by the urine and excrement all the time. So won't I get angry because of these things? I would. If I think about this, then I'll be disgusted about this thing. So if you go into that level, I don't want this form, this is a crappy form, crappiest form, I don't want it. And then, so I don't want the exist in this way, then I go into the third one, where I want to exist. Still, I'm saying, this form is crappy, I don't want that one, I don't want urine, I don't want excrement and so on, I don't want to keep on producing that one either. But I'm not saying, I don't want everything. I'm saying, I don't want this part. I'm saying, I don't want the feeling that generated associated with this physical nutriment. But I'm still not saying, I don't want anything else either. Since I'm not saying that one, I have the perception, I'm happy to go to the other worlds. So that is the non-existence called Vibhavatanna. I'll be born in that such and such world. So you can see it's nicely split into two. So those last two parts, something to do with the non-existence. The first two, the sensual, craving for sensual pleasures, sensual things. And the next one is the existence. So, kama tanna, bhava tanna, vibhava tanna in Pali. So, do you have any questions?
This process, what I understood is, whether we are talking about craving for sensual pleasure, craving for existence, craving for non-existence, all the points we are holding the consciousness. Consciousness that, for example, if you are looking at craving for sensual pleasure, then we go form, feeling, perception, and moving cognition and create the consciousness. If we remove the sensual part, still we want the existence, and then we put the feeling, then perception, and then finally consciousness. and we remove that one, the pain for both the sensual pleasure as well as the existence, still we have now pain for non-existence, that means perception, position of formation and the consciousness. So all the points, consciousness is the establishment where we don't want.
That's right, yeah, we don't want the consciousness to get established in anything. If the consciousness get established, then the name and form get established. If the name and form get established, then we are done, because then we all the time we get these other part, craving will continue, and then the existence will continue and we'll be born again and again. So if you are getting rid of, we need to get rid of all three kind of cravings. So that's the cessation. The next week thing is about that one. So the cessation of all these three is the only way to get rid of. Otherwise, it's just like I am letting go this hand like a monkey. I am actually holding to these things. I let go this, but I catch the other one. So I don't want the sensual thing. Well, I am having to be with the perception and holding into that perception. And then after that one, I can't hold to the perception more than 60,000 eons. And then I let it go, then I am fallen back to the hell, animal realm, and that one. And then again say, oh, I have fallen this far, so let me climb back again. It's the same thing. And never ending. Unless one would end, you know, all these consciousness. So either you need to get rid of the consciousness, or you need to get rid of the perception and volitional formation. If you get rid of that one, also you can get rid of, because when you get rid of the, if you are stopping the perception and there is no volitional formation, then the consciousness will not be constructed. So therefore you are done with that one as well.
So non-penetration.
Yeah. So non-penetration means that, see that we have 12 kind of things here in the first path. I got the perversion that it is fair while it is foul. This body is disgusting with the excrement, urine, saliva and all those things. So I got a perception over there that this is fair. I got the perception, then I got the thought that this is fair, and then I got a view that this is fair. I'm tolerating that this body, that disgusting, I'm tolerating this body. And in the second path, I have another three. There is a perception that it is pleasurable. Perversion that it is pleasurable while it is suffering. And then I got a thought that it is pleasurable. And then I got a view that it is pleasurable. And in the third path, I got again another three. I am saying, the mental volition as the nutriment, I am saying, I got the perception that it is my self, it is mine. And I got a perception, that thought that it is mine. And then I got a view that it is mine. So I got three over there. And then in the fourth path, I got the consciousness as the nutriment. And then I have the perception, view and the thought that they are permanent. So there are 12 things creating my illusion. 12 things lead to this avijja or the ignorance. Now I can't find which one created this one. I feel that this is permanent. And so on. So I can't penetrate, and it's like that I can't find the beginning of the river. River is flowing. Is it come from the mountain, this mountain, this mountain, that mountain, or underground? You know, I see it is flowing. So I'm saying it is flowing. I'm not thinking it is stopping. So I see I can't go back and see. Unless one understand this diagram, one would see that I'm spinning. That's what actually I'm doing. I don't need to go back to the top of the mountain. Or to that one, I can see somehow this one is flowing because of I'm spinning these things. As soon as I stop spinning these things, I can stop it. So that's their understanding. So the ignorance is itself, avijja, is not understanding those two perversions. The feeling, so perception, so the perception, the thought, and then the view regarding the form, feeling, and the volition, and the consciousness. So those 12 perversions. We took it wrongly. You know, we took our hair, for example. We took that this is beautiful, this is so good. And but if you put on the plate that you are eating, if you see a hair on the plate, then you say, oh, this is disgusting. In a restaurant, probably, you would have called the owner of the restaurant and tell him this is disgusting and so on. How come it be? If it is in my head, I'm saying it's good. On the plate, I'm saying it's disgusting. So one of them is right. So my perversion is that I got it wrong over here that it is good. Right? What actually I see on the plate is the correct view. I have the correct view that this is of disgusting nature. Unless we get into that perception for everything, for hair, the skin, you know, the blood, everything, then we do have that holding. Consciousness will hold into something, because as far as I am saying this is fair, if it is fair, you hang on to that one. That's what the consciousness trained for.
So the form is like a body formation, everything, objects are like form.
Yeah.
Is that like painabhama kāyama with it? Painabhama kāyama with it?
No, the form is that made of these four great elements. This, whatever the form we are talking about.
Rupa.
It's made of four great elements, element of extension, element of cohesion, element of...
Form
on the water. Yeah, it's a bubble, but not a bubble. Yeah.
Form.
Yeah. Pena. Yeah. In Pali, pena, single pena as well. Yeah. So there's nothing in it when one look at it. Feeling is a bubble. Yeah, just a, you know, flash of a drop, and then the sun is happening and it goes down. I can't remember the word. Yeah, something like that, or I think, yeah. And then the volitional formation is a banana tree. There's nothing hard in that one, so. And the consciousness is the magician, and the perception is the mirage that, you see, an illusion on the road. So because of these perceptions, we have gone into hell, animal realm, and then much suffering over here as well. If you are stopping this perception, if you get the correct perception, this is impermanent suffering and so on, we can get rid of this thing. That's the worst Buddha's teaching is about. So we stop for today then.